In Iraq, the discovery of mass graves in recent weeks extinguished any hope many people had of finding long-lost relatives alive. Saddam Hussein's regime was brutally efficient in eliminating enemies, but a woman in Baghdad defied Saddam's determined police. She hid her sons inside her home for more than two decades. They were wanted by Iraq's intelligence services and faced execution, but a combination of pluck, luck, and good acting helped save the men's lives. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from the Iraqi capital.
The ceiling fan churns the warm air in the sitting room of the home of Sabiha Mohammed Ismail. It was in this same room that men from Iraq's fearsome intelligence services would come to question her about the whereabouts of her two sons. For days, weeks, months, and years, she lied. Her boys were just upstairs, or sometimes listening to the interrogation from the next room. Sabiha, a devout Shiite Muslim, ultimately won the war of wits with Saddam Hussein's secret police.
All of war is based on trickery, so I had a trick to cheat them. It was my way, but if I ever said anything wrong, I knew it would cost my sons their lives.
This is the picture of my father, and this is a picture of my sister, executed too. And this is my brother, executed too.
Sabiha's son, Ibrahim, shows pictures of family members killed by Saddam Hussein's government. They were suspected of being members of the outlawed Dawa religious party. Ibrahim says they were not. He recently got hold of records looted from the intelligence headquarters detailing the lives of the people on his street.
And this is our address. And this is my family. But in this place, they wrote, executed Saad, my brother, Muhammad, another brother, Ibrahim, me, and my sister Sabiha.
Ibrahim explains that the intelligence officers had mistakenly listed himself and his brother Saad as executed. That happened, he says, after his mother changed tactics in her battle with the Iraqi intelligence. After a few years, she gave up waiting for the interrogators to come to her home. She started going to intelligence headquarters to demand information on the whereabouts of her sons. Mother Sabiha says it wasn't easy to play act with men who could have her killed on the spot and needed only to search her home to catch her lies.
I would return home and say to my sons, I can't keep up with this. I have to change my role. Sometimes I would cry because they used bad words with me or would try to frighten me into telling the truth. But I must admit that I am a good actor.
Sabiha says one day, the increasingly flustered intelligence officers informed her that her sons had been executed, and they stopped coming to her home. Only the mother and the other surviving siblings knew the two brothers were alive, but even after their official deaths, the brothers still hid in the family home, and no one in the neighborhood had a clue they were there for over two decades.
It's very difficult to leave this house, because somebody in the street, the bath party, or in the security, if they saw us, they told the security and arrest us and execute us.
The two brothers spent their time reading, praying, and walking up and down the stairs for exercise. They also listened to foreign radio stations and watched TV to keep up on current events. When they learned of the war, they decided they would only set foot outside once Jay Garner had arrived in Baghdad. And when the first American civil administrator did make it here, Ibrahim walked around his neighborhood. He says he promptly got lost. The buildings, the people, everything had changed. But he didn't mind. It was good to be lost, he says. Nobody knows what freedom is until he has lost it. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.